Sports Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. The latest in NFL news includes Bengals wide receivers Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins signing some big contract extensions. Ja'Marr Chase agreed to a four-year, $161 million deal that includes $112 million in guarantees. Chase's deal now has set him as the NFL record for the highest average annual salary for a non-quarterback. T. Higgins agreed to a four-year, $150 million deal that is guaranteed for the first 2 years. Other NFL extension news includes All-Pro cornerback Derek Stingley Jr. agreeing to a three-year, $90 million extension with the Houston Texans. His contract includes $89 million in guarantee. NBA action on the court, the Magic and the Cavaliers' extensive win streak, defeating them on the road 108-103. Other games on the NBA scoreboard include the 76ers pulling out a win against the Mavericks 131-23. 25. Lakers get a W over the Suns 107-96. Nets outnetting the Hawks 122-114. Trailblazers get an at-home W against the Raptors 105-102. Timberwolves dominating the Jazz 128-102. Clippers get a win against the Hornets 123-88. And the Thunder beat the Bucks 121-105. To stay up to date on all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. For the true golf connoisseur, the PGA Tour is still the filet mignon on the golf menu. Even without many of the blockbuster names that have gone to the LIV Tour, the Porterhouse Steak on that menu, the format and decorum that still appeals to most golf fans' lives within the PGA, and so say the TV ratings and the media coverage of both circuits. It was announced back in June of 2023 that the PGA and LIV Tours were on the verge of a merger. But somewhere along the line, the unification process got caught in a pot bunker and could never escape. Fast forward to 2025, and out of the water like an alligator near the infamous par 3 17th Island Green at the TPC Sawgrass comes PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan with his most positive comments of the rival tour since the fledgling LIV stuck their first tee in the ground in 2022. He was optimistic the PGA Tour could adopt and integrate aspects of rival LIV into the PGA Tour platform. The least surprising headline of this commentary is it's money that drives this bus, along with player playing time flexibility. And although laughed at, dress code and music blasting while play is on is a big deal to PGA diehards, and the team format LIV employs is what golf is not about. It was meant to be played solo, a player on an island with only his caddy to bounce ideas off of for 4 days. And that is the appeal the 96-year-old flagship circuit has with many followers. And feeling sadness, confusion, and anger like a child in a divorce caught between two bickering parents, this being the PGA and LIV, is the fan, just wanting to see big names golfing every weekend, not just during majors and designated marquee events. But with egos and billions of dollars of cash at stake, the PGA and LIV Tour are on the clock with fans and on the verge of being assessed a slow play penalty, and the fans leaving the course altogether. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
You guys, it's Rick Tittle.
All right, thank you for that. And it is a brand new week of sports talk here on Sports Byline USA. Rick Tittle with you, titillating sports. I am your eponymous host, 9 to noon weekdays. From the one that started it all, sliced bread, high button boots, the internet with Al Gore, we decided that we wanted to just talk sports. Somewhere along the line, I started talking about films and comedians and authors and Discovery Channel shows. But don't you worry, we'll get some sports talk in as well. In fact, I'm going to do a live bracket with Chawl. Not y'all or you all. I'm going to do a live bracket with Chawl. So we're going to do that. I printed it up. I haven't even really looked at it. I want to look at it with you, as Gavin Newsom would say, in real time. Have you ever heard him talk? That's like every fifth word. We here in Sacramento will, in real time, fix the almond tree problem in real time so we can get our almonds in real time. Sorry. Yeah, it's annoying. At 9:40, we'll talk baseball with Eric Gray, baseball author. You might have heard him on with Marty Lurie, doing his long pregames with the A's and the Giants. We'll also have Emmy-nominated filmmaker Jonathan Hammond. He has a new time travel film called Fireflies in the Dusk. How's that? And then Cooper Flagg's mom, Kelly, will join us. Talk about being a mom of the guy who's going to be the number one overall draft pick. We'll have that. And Hammond, maybe we'll move him to tomorrow. Because as I said, it's time travel. Look, he's already gone to Tuesday. So how about that? All right, 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-7529. We'll get you in and get you heard, girl. Around the world on American Forces Radio Network. If you're in the military, you're doing a great job. Stay safe soon, and stay safe always, and we hope we see you at home very, very soon. Let's do some brackets. Come on back.
Love about spring? It's the season of change, and that means it's time for a closet refresh. Enter Kohl's. With the extra 15% off they have going on, I saved on the latest styles for my entire family, like a cute dress for myself, linen shorts for my husband, and spring jackets for my kids. Just add sunshine and we're set. All thanks to Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. 15% offer ends March 23rd. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Listen up, fellow Gen Xers. Elizabeth Banks here. The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the way. We've done this before. Music videos, fanny packs, even the World Wide Web. Let's do it again and get vaccinated, because we're at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Gen X, this is our shot. Visit VaxAssist.com and schedule a vaccine today. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
All right, thanks for that, and welcome back to this show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast. By the way, happy St. Patrick's Day to you. And I know it's rough when St. Patrick's Day falls on a Monday. A lot of people celebrate over the weekend. San Francisco, I have worked here since, like, I'm addressing San Francisco. San Francisco, I have worked here since the 80s. I used to take the Embarcadero freeway to work. Yeah. And that was a long time ago. But, and that's a big but also, you know, I have seen things change. And I have been around most of Europe, and I've been around a lot of the great cities in this amazing country of ours, Bulgaria, America, and San Francisco is not a drinking town. Just isn't, except for one day, and that is on St. Patrick's Day, down on Front Street in Sacramento, in between the Royal Exchange and Schroeder's. They close down the street, and they have a street party, and then everyone who's like, oh, I really, can I have a wine and a water? I want to make sure I stay hydrated. Plus, I might have to, you know, walk later. Can I have a wine and a water? I shouldn't make fun of those people. They're being responsible. But, like, I remember in London, even if you go to London City, which is what they call the place where all the business happens, if you go to London City, every day after work, it looks like St. Patrick's Day. All the pubs are just overflowing. Now, you might say, they call that a drink culture. They call it drink driving. We say drunk. A drunk culture and drunk driving. But I think Philly is a great town for drinking. Boston is. New York is. They got some D.C. Kind of. I think a lot of people there are drinking because they're nervous. But San Francisco is not a drinking town. And I just mean en masse. Of course, if you go out in the avenues, you can find some Irish bars, what have you. But happy hour, bars are half full on a Friday. So what's wrong with that, Rick? My point is, this is the only day all year where people might have a wine and not a water. Ooh, how about that? All right, so we need to look at the brackets. And normally I just fill them out and then I tell you what I do. This one, I went old school. I went 1898 and I printed out a bracket. Yeah, that's right. And so we need to talk about the play-in games. Duke and Florida right now. Vegas has them as the favorites right now. And one of the best things about the tourney is that there are always there's always going to be upsets. Now, I remember when I worked in TV in the 90s, we had a company-wide March Madness pool. And the president of the company, who had the personality of a fried lobster, who I don't think I ever said two words to because he would just come in the suit into Master Control. On the other side of the hall, we were the blue-collar side. He'd come into Master Control and just kind of look around and walk out. Didn't say two words to him. He won the poll. And I remember thinking, that silent SOB is a savvy basketball picker. And then his assistant told me all he did was pick the favorites in every round. And I thought, God, that is the lamest, lamest thing I ever heard of. You might say, well, he won. Well, sometimes you fall into it. One of our good friends here, we got him on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and he didn't even know what the show was, but we got him on, and he won some cash, and we liked him, so we were happy about that. This other guy I didn't like. And so picking just the favorites is about as lame as it is. You want to be able to say, when I say I mean you, you want to be able to say that you did have that 13 over the 4. Oh, I knew it, man. I knew it. Or you did have that 12 over the 5. And for me, this is like going to the track. All hunches. And most of the time, it's just big name versus small name. And you see a team and you're like, whoa. It might be a team with a great football program. And then there's just some school where all they do is play basketball. And it's just too painful to pick that little school. You think, well, that's a much more famous name. I used to know a guy in college. And he said, when I vote, I always pick Republican over Democrat. If there's no party, I pick the most Anglo-sounding name. And then if none of the names are Anglo, I pick the man over the woman. I say, at least you're honest about it. Once again, Republican over Democrat, that's first. And then the most English-sounding name. And then man over woman. I think if you say that out loud now, you probably get canceled somewhere. But I kind of, I'm not saying that guy's my role model, but a lot of times you just want to, you know, not do that. You want to go with the pick of the lesser known over the more famous. And the other thing that makes this such a crapshoot is I know very little about college basketball this season. I probably... Rick, you shouldn't admit that on your show. Oh, what do you want me to do? Come in and lie and tell you that I'm the Mel Kiper Jr. of the mock NBA draft? I do know Cooper Flagg is going number one. And by the way, if you didn't hear in the open, I'm going to have his mom, Kelly, on the show coming up in about 2.5 hours. Man, how long is this damn show? Yeah, around 11:40 Pacific time, I'll have her on. Brought to you by Dr. Scholl's. Dr. Scholl's in the 70s used to make these wood shoes with one strap in front that all the moms would wear. And they were almost like clogs. They looked like the most uncomfortable things ever. But because of the shape of them, the ladies loved them. And then they went away. I think Dr. Scholl's is mostly known for like inserts. I know more about Dr. Scholl's than I do about college basketball, but I know pedigree. What does that mean? Well, if UCLA is playing someone, or if Duke, like Cooper Flagg, and we'll have to ask Kelly about the ankle. All signs point that he's going to be okay. But, you know, if North Carolina is playing, you know, Colorado School of the Mines, I don't think I need to do a deep dive, right? And you say, well, you know, maybe if you were gambling, you would. And that's exactly right. Maybe if I was gambling, then I would have to do it. And, like, why are you picking School of the Mines? It's like last year. A lot of people just picked St. Mary's to beat Grand Canyon. Who the hell's Grand Canyon? And then you'd look and you'd say, oh, Grand Canyon is filled with all the guys who got kicked off of Louisville and North Carolina. They had two guys from Baylor. They had a guy from Miami. They had about eight guys who were all about 6'10". And St. Mary's didn't know what to do. So that's when you get trapped by the higher seed. Well, the higher seed's going to win. Not necessarily. So with that preface, and we'll do this throughout the show, we are going to begin in the South, and we'll do that next together. Come on back on Sports Byline USA.
I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. I'm different, yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Middle finger up to my competition.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
What you gonna do with all that junk inside my trunk? My hump, my hump, my lovely lady hump.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means. It's provocative.
No, it's not. It's
gets the people going.
Tittle's got a black belt in keeping it real.
All right, we're going to talk a little baseball on the other side with author Eric Gray. He's written a couple of books, and we'll get to both of them. But let's go ahead and let's start with the brackets and picking winners here, and then we'll move them along. That's what we do. I remember when I first started doing this show, it was like 2003, and I had a couple guys who would be in studio with me. That's right. Not originally, just solo. I had Dennis King, and I called him Dennis King of Sports, and I had Josh Shear, and I called him Josh the Intern, because he kind of was. And we did our March Madness show, and we got to the Elite Eight, and he goes, you know, I have six. I go, you have six of the Elite Eight? And he goes, yeah. I go, I don't remember that. I go, good job. He goes, well, I reseeded at the Sweet 16. Okay. None of that crap. No mulligans, no reseeding, none of that stuff. At least he was honest about it. All right. We got to talk about the play-in game in the South. That's Alabama State versus St. Francis. Lighten up, Francis. And I'm going to go ahead and go with, I believe they're the Peacocks. I will go with St. Francis. And so that means that they would then play Auburn. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to write down Auburn will win that game. Now, 8 and 9s are always great, and 10 and 7s because it's basically the same thing. Louisville and Creighton. Now, Creighton, the Blue Jays are no slouch. And, of course, Louisville is the bigger name. I'm actually going to, this is my first upset, 9 over an 8. It's not exactly earth-shattering, but I'm going to go with Creighton. Michigan and UC San Diego. Let me tell you something, Fire Marshal Belt. I'm going to tell you something. UC San Diego, when the fire stopped, no, I shouldn't say that. That was all when the smog clears, UCLA. UC San Diego is one of these schools now that thinks it's Yale, and you get a 4.0, you can't even get in. We need 5.0s. What's that? Were you taking AP chemistry as a freshman? It wasn't offered. Exactly. We don't think you're UC San Diego material. Congratulations to them, and you're going right out. Michigan's going to win that game by 20. Speaking of Yale, the Ivy League champs will be playing Texas A&M. And my buddy, who I see every year at Army-Navy, he's a drive-time host in San Antonio. He's a good guy named Rob Thompson. And Rob went to A&M, and he said, when you're going to College Station, there's just nothing forever. And then all of a sudden, you can see the football stadium. And that's about it. I'm like, well, you make College Station sound so wonderful. But A&M has some serious sports. There are in the SEC now for what? Almost a decade. And I take A&M there. Now we have another play-in. San Diego State versus UNC, is that Charlotte? What's UNC? Maybe Dominic can find it. University of Northern Colorado. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But because I don't know who UNC is, I'm going to go with San Diego State. That would mean that they play Ole Miss. And I'll go ahead and go with the University of Mississippi running Rebels right there. Iowa State plays Lipscomb. And there are some schools that I just wouldn't want to go to because I just don't want to say the name. It's just North Carolina. They are a play-in team. Thank you. Wow. I changed my vote. I changed my vote. I just assumed North Carolina was going to be seeded. You're right. They are in a play-in game. Thank you for checking, Dominic. I'm going to go Tar Heels, but I still have them losing to Ole Miss. Yeah, Lipscomb. Where did you go? Lipscomb. Sometimes you see a street, and like there's this place in Oakland called the Hiller Highlands, and it looks like the Hitler Highlands. I'm like, I can't do it. So, you know, where'd you go? Iona?
Iona Hyundai Sonata.
Yeah. Two more games in the South in the first round. Marquette versus New Mexico. I'm going to go with the Catholic school there.
They didn't need New Mexico with Catholic.
I'll go with the Golden Eagles of Milwaukee Marquette. Michigan State versus Bryant. I have no idea where Bryant University is, but good for them. They get to play Sparty and Tom Izzo. And I've told the story before, but Rhode Island. Wow, thanks, Dom. Bryant is in Rhode Island. I got to say, Rhode Island, I went there last year. Although I did like Providence. The rest of Rhode Island, Michigan. Oh, so years ago, we had Tom Izzo was on the air with Ron Barr. This is like year 2000. And so Tom Izzo was on, and we got an idea that we would get Steve Mariucci to come on because they were each other's best men at each other's weddings. I think they went to some little Mac school together. And so everything was set. And then it was like, oh, we have a caller calling in. Yes, go ahead, Steve. And then it would be, ah, it's me. Hey, Mooch, what's up, baby? And then right when I locked in Mariucci, I hung up on Izzo. Go ahead, Steve. Hey, Tom. No, there was no dial tone, but it's like, and I was like, I'm sorry, I hung up on Izzo. So we got him back, and I was like, well, this was going to be a surprise, and they kind of like acted like everything was cool. But, yeah. So, Bryant, how fun for them to say that they got to play Michigan State at the NCAA tournament. How fun is that? How fun is that? It's heck of fun. That's what it is. I need to talk about the NIT bracket at some point as well. But as Christian was telling us from Texas, one of our good buddies, that there's a new tournament where they're going to be paying lots and lots of money for people to go to. Of course, the NIT will be in four regions: Dallas, Dayton, Ohio, Irvine in Orange County, and San Francisco. I guess that's at the Chase Center.
It's at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium.
At the Civic Center. You know, the Warriors used to play down there. I remember going to a USF game at the Bill Graham Auditorium because it held more people than they do up on the Hilltop back in the day. But then again, I went to Oakland Oaks games in the ABA when Rick Barry played for them. And after Rick Barry had come back to the Warriors, though, I saw the Oakland Raiders play the Oakland Oaks in an exhibition game at El Cerrito High School. And I'll never forget, Fred Biletnikoff was one of the guards for the Raiders. I don't remember who the other guys were, but they were actual guys who played for the Raiders, and they were playing basketball. That's a true story. And it just, could you imagine that now? Could you imagine, like, Justin Jefferson running into the key, going up for a layup, and then everyone in Minnesota just holding their breath as they come down to see if he turns his ankle? One of the dumbest things I ever did, ever, was I invested in Bulgarian cattle. The other thing was, right before camp started for college football, I played in a pickup basketball game. I went up for a rebound. I came down on somebody's instep, and my ankle went both ways. And I went through the entire camp with two metal horseshoes literally taped into both sides of my ankle. And I still couldn't run very fast, but they're still timing me in the 40 and everything else. It was so stupid. So, yeah, like, here's Fred Blitnikoff, your Pro Bowl wide receiver. He's going in for a no one really thought about that stuff. That's why Carney Lansford missed all that time in a snowmobiling accident. Jeff Kent doing wheelies down Scottsdale Boulevard. Then he said he was washing his truck. That type of situation as well. It can happen. All right, we will get back. That's the South, and we will get back to that on the other side. But meanwhile, in the next segment, we will bring in author Eric Gray to talk about his two baseball books. Come on back.
Lowe's knows what makes SpringFest savings even better are member-only doorbuster deals. Right now, rewards members can save $40 on an Allen & Roth Chesler Gold Faucet. Was $99, now $59. Plus, save $110 on a Kobalt 40-volt battery trimmer and blower combo kit. Was $279, now $169. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 3/24, while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Testing, testing.
We are live from Chick-fil-A.
This is Grant.
And this is Laura.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is that sweet bun.
And that chicken filet was perfectly crispy and soft at the same time.
And that Smokehouse Barbecue sauce, it's a lot of fun. And the brown sugar bacon definitely had a little bit more pizzazz. Also, the Mac, one of the all-time greats. Man, I'm getting hungry.
Order the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich and our Coca-Cola on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
Yeah.
am so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
All right, whatever works. Thank you for that. Rick Tittle back with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Eric Gray. He's written a couple baseball books. First of all, Bases to Bleachers, a collection of personal baseball stories from the stands and beyond. And then a follow-up to that is called Backyards to Baseball's More Personal Stories from the Stands and Beyond. Eric, welcome to the show. The first book, it couldn't hold all the stories. So are we working on a third one now?
Hi, Rick. Thank you for inviting me to your show. The answer is probably. when I did my first book, I already had 1,250 stories from around the world. And, you know, it was very clear that I wanted somebody to be able to read the book without having a Sherpa carry it for them. So I knew there'd be a second book, and the stories have just piled in. By now, I've received 2,500 stories, again, from around the world, of which 600 are in the two books. So the stories keep coming in. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure there'll be a third book.
So help me out with this. It was nice meeting you in person the other day when you were dropping off the books at our studios, being a local guy. You were wearing a Giants hoodie and a Giants hat, but you were also a Mets fan as a kid. So what's it like? You got 40 years here as a Giants fan, but then the beating heart of your boyhood was Mets. What's that like, rooting for two teams who are in the same league?
Yeah, well, I take a lot of stuff from friends about that. I can't help where I'm from, and I can't help where I live. I was actually a Yankee fan growing up because that's the only team in town. And, when Mickey Mantle is your hero, what more could you want, right? I'm a Mets fan and a Giants fan both. And I remember in 2000 when the Mets and Giants were playing each other in the playoffs, my kids turned to me and said, all right, what is it going to be, old man, the light side or the dark side? So I pretty much just now, that's obviously a Star Wars reference. and I pretty much root now for both teams. And if they're playing each other, I will root for the team that really needs it most. If one is in a pennant race and the other is, just hopelessly out of it, I'll root for the team that's in the race.
So when JT Snow hit that game-tying home run, but the Mets still won, kind of the best of both worlds for you.
I would have been happy with either outcome. at this point, I've been a Giants fan for about 8 years because the first game I took my kids to was in 1992 when my daughter was 8 and my son was 4. So until then, I only went to Giants games when the Mets were in town. I was okay with either outcome.
What can you tell us about Shea Stadium, and by the airport, and you always hear the planes going over, and of course Citi Field also in Queens, but they've brought the fences in for Jason Bay, I think, and then they moved them back out. They've kind of screwed around a little bit, and we also know if you sit behind home plate, you have to be like Mark Zuckerberg or Bill Gates. What are your thoughts about Shea Stadium versus Citi Field?
It's been so long since I was at a game there. I went to one game with my family. We back on an East Coast baseball trip, and that was in 2000. Before that, I'd been to one game like in the late 80s. It's been so long. I know I went to so many games there. I know that people thought that Shea was just an awful stadium. I honestly don't have those memories. I think the thing that really disappoints me most, with the things I remember and the things I don't remember seeing Tom Seaver pitch, but I know I did. I don't remember seeing Mickey Mantle play. I know I did. I remember being at the game when they retired Mickey Mantle's number, and that's a story in one of my books. But my memories of some of those things, I remember being on the field for, Camera Day, I think, when you're able to go on the field and take photos with, your little brown something. But my memories are just, they're just not great, and that kind of bothers me a little bit. But, what can I do about it, right?
Just as an aside, you might appreciate this, one of the thrills of my career is many years ago I got to co-host a fundraiser for the Baseball Hall of Fame with Tom Seaver, and so during the dinner I stood up there with him and did like a 45-minute question and answer, and then people got done eating and they got to
ask him questions, and he couldn't have been a nicer guy.
Seaver is my second favorite ball player of all time. You know, I often like the players who are kind of less well known, but when your two favorite players are Mickey Mantle and Tom Seaver, it's kind of hard to justify that comment, right?
I know an A's fan who, about as diehard as it gets, I don't know about now, but I remember she told me she grew up in New York, and she said that she was the Mets were her whole life, but when they traded Tom Seaver, she switched to the A's because she said, I can never look at the Mets again after the worst trade in the history of the world.
Well, I agree with that. I was writing for an online baseball magazine for a while, and I did a piece on which was the worst trade in Mets history. And I think a lot of people will say it was Nolan Ryan, and I think it depends on how you look at it, right? If you look at it in retrospect, I can make that point because, you know, Seaver was halfway through his career, and you know, he still had a lot of gas in the tank, but, you know, he was halfway through his career. But to me, I look at it and I think when you trade the heart and soul of your team, when you trade the greatest player the Mets ever developed, and, you know, in 1,000 years we could be having this conversation, and Tom Seaver may still be the greatest player that the Mets ever traded. So that was a really tough one to swallow, for sure.
Yeah, and you could argue they did get a World Series out of the Miracle Mets with Nolan Ryan, so they got got something out of it. We're speaking right with Eric Gray. Let's talk about the books and these stories. I think some people would probably assume that they're all your stories, but they're not. They're submitted to you. So how do you go about getting the word out and getting these stories?
When I first had the idea about the book, it's because I was at a ball game with my wife and my daughter and a friend, and I just asked the question, what was your favorite moment at a game? I sent an email to a bunch of people, and including one friend who really doesn't like baseball, and I included on this just kind of as a joke, but his story was so personal and so wonderful, really, that I knew that I had to write this book. And I began asking more friends, and I asked my friends to ask friends. And then if you were walking down the street and you had a Twins shirt or an Atlanta Braves hat, whatever it was, I would ask you about a story. I would tell you I was writing this book. Do you have a story that you want to contribute? And, you know, by the time, as I said, by the time of the first book, I had 1,250 stories from around the world. And it was honestly, it was an amazing process. And the stories that I've gotten from people are incredible. I mean, they're not all – people think of these as baseball books, which they are in a way, but the books are real – the stories are really more human interest. I mean, every story talks about baseball. Every story has baseball involved in some way or another. But, again, the stories are far more human interest in nature, I think, which makes it a book that baseball fans and non-baseball fans alike can enjoy.
No doubt. You say from around the world, and, of course, baseball in different countries can be a bit different. We know about the Nippon Professional Leagues, and I know someone who went to a Chiba Lotta Marines game in Tokyo in September, and he knew there was going to be orchestrated cheering and all that, but what he found was really amazing is that the top of the seventh, very sportsmanlike and gentlemanly, you let the opposing team sing, and the home crowd shuts up. Just for those three outs, I mean, it's just, do you get some of these interesting stories from around the world like that?
Yeah, my memory's a little bit hazy, but I have stories from Japan and Korea, and my memory tells me, I may not be exactly correct on this, that in one of those, at one of the parks, it's almost like a halftime at a soccer game. They go into the field, all the players go into center field, and they just sit. It's like a little break, but certainly the stories about how fans are just—it's the fan experience in those countries. At least that made the stories that people contributed to me.
I found that when I went to the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, that it really is a history museum more than a sports museum, and how it tells the story of America. Baseball does more than any other sport. So for you, when you're compiling this, you're not just compiling baseball stories, it's you're compiling stories, just a timeline of our cultural history as well.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think that baseball is unlike any other sport. And look, I love professional basketball, I'm not a football fan, so I don't know if I can speak authoritatively to this, but I don't think you could have written this kind of book about any other sport, maybe soccer on an international level. But the stories in this book, really, so many of them talk about family and, you know, and how they shared, you know, the game historically, and, you know, with your grandfather. There are stories about going to games with your grandfather or taking your kids. I mean, it's such a generational thing. And again, I can't say that that's not the case in football, but the memories that people have are just fascinating. I knew that as I was doing this, that the one category of story I really wanted more than anything else were people who watch baseball in like the 30s or 40s or 20s. Obviously, it's really hard to do that now because those people aren't with us anymore. So I have a chapter in one of my books. It's called Stories Handed Down, and it's about people who got stories from their grandpa, you know, what they had seen, you know, seeing the Lou Gehrig, you know, say I consider myself the greatest man in the greatest, luckiest man in the history of the world. And that chapter happens to be really meaningful to me because it really does, I mean, I guess in a way it shows that the game has changed, but the love of the game hasn't.
No doubt. You think about passing things down, and I'm an Oakland fan because my dad is from Oakland and I grew up in the East Bay. But when I was a little kid, I knew my great-grandfather, and he gave my brothers and I a foul ball from the 31 World Series that he got at Sportsman Park off the bat of Pepper Martin, where they beat the A's, and the A's had won the Philadelphia's previous two World Series. And what did we do with that ball? We played with it so much the cover came off. I mean, nowadays it would go into like a plastic cube, right?
Yep. And, you know, it will not surprise you to know that I have a couple of stories just like that about a guy who really wanted Willie Mays' autograph. He got a ball, Willie Mays signed it, and then he played with the ball and it got all messed up. And he ends the story by saying, I really regret that I did that, but I'm thinking that Willie Mays would have thought that that was an okay thing to do with the baseball. But there are a number of stories. There are a number of stories like that.
Great stuff. Check out the books, Bases to Bleachers and Backyards to Ballparks. We have been speaking with the author, Eric C. Gray. Eric, thanks for coming on and talking about the books. And when you write the third one, come on back.
Thank you. I will. And, you know, I just want people to know, especially people who live in the Bay Area, that I do book talks at our home. And if anybody wants to get the book, it's available online. You can also contact me on my website, Bases to Bleachers. You know, if you have a story you want to contribute or if you want to get an autographed copy of the book, that's the way you can contact me.
Great stuff. Eric Gray, everybody. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break and we will come on back on Sports Byline.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Rick Tittle is a majestic stallion.
All right. Thank you for that. And, you know, hearing that story about wearing out the Willie Mays ball. And, of course, I had the Pepper Martin story. You know what I remember about that baseball from 1931 was that it had alternate red and black stitching instead of just red. It was really cool. And we beat the cover off it. Ned Yost, and I had him on the show and I talked about it. Ned Yost is from the East Bay. He's from Dublin, California. He went to Dublin High School. And when he was a kid, he went to an A's game at the Coliseum. And Vida Blue was walking in and he was like, oh, damn. He goes, Vida, can you sign this? And Vida's like, sign what? And he got a dollar bill out. And so Vida signed the dollar bill. And then later on, Ned Yost wanted a hot dog and they were 80 cents. So he used that dollar. And then he said years later when he was golfing with Vida, something I got to do a couple of times, that Vida gave him another signed $1 bill, which I thought was really cool. Of course, Ned Yost went on to become a very successful manager for the Brewers and the Rangers and the Brewers and the Royals, I should say. Yeah, of course, won a world title. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We got two more hours. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. The latest in NFL news includes Bengals wide receivers Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins signing some big contract extensions. Ja'Marr Chase agreed to a four-year, $161 million deal that includes $112 million in guarantees. Chase's deal now has set him as the NFL record for the highest average annual salary for a non-quarterback. T. Higgins agreed to a four-year, $150 million deal that is guaranteed for the first 2 years. Other NFL extension news includes All-Pro cornerback Derek Stingley Jr. agreeing to a three-year, $90 million extension with the Houston Texans. His contract includes $89 million in guarantee. NBA action on the court. The Magic end the Cavaliers' extensive win streak, defeating them on the road 108-103. Other games on the NBA scoreboard include the 76ers pulling out a win against the Mavericks 131-25. Lakers get a W over the Suns 107-96. Nets outnetting the Hawks 122-114. Trailblazers get an at-home W against the Raptors 105-102. Timberwolves dominating the Jazz 128-102. Clippers get a win against the Hornets 123-88. And the Thunder beat the Bucks 121-105. To stay up to date on all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. For the true golf connoisseur, the PGA Tour is still the filet mignon on the golf menu. Even without many of the blockbuster names that have gone to the LIV Tour, the Porterhouse Steak on that menu, the format and decorum that still appeals to most golf fans' lives within the PGA, and so say the TV ratings and the media coverage of both circuits. It was announced back in June of 2023 that the PGA and LIV Tours were on the verge of a merger. But somewhere along the line, the unification process got caught in a pot bunker and could never escape. Fast forward to 2025, and out of the water like an alligator near the infamous par 3 17th Island Green at the TPC Sawgrass comes PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan with his most positive comments of the rival tour since the fledgling LIV stuck their first tee in the ground in 2022. He was optimistic the PGA Tour could adopt and integrate aspects of rival LIV into the PGA Tour platform. The least surprising headline of this commentary is it's money that drives this bus, along with player playing time flexibility. And although laughed at, dress code and music blasting while play is on is a big deal to PGA diehards, and the team format LIV employs is what golf is not about. It was meant to be played solo, a player on an island with only his caddy to bounce ideas off of for 4 days. And that is the appeal the 96-year-old flagship circuit has with many followers. And feeling sadness, confusion, and anger like a child in a divorce caught between two bickering parents, this being the PGA and LIV, is the fan, just wanting to see big names golfing every weekend, not just during majors and designated marquee events. But with egos and billions of dollars of cash at stake, the PGA and LIV Tour are on the clock with fans and on the verge of being assessed a slow play penalty, and the fans leaving the course altogether. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle
allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Hey, thanks for that, and welcome back to the show. How about those Savannah Bananas? They are a, when I say joke baseball team, that's the wrong way to put it, because they're not a joke, but they play by joke rules. In fact, a couple years ago, had the founder of the Savannah Bananas on my show talking about them, and it's basically they just play by their own set of rules. And so you will, it's like if you catch a fly ball, the guy is out. Then they have a lot of Broadway little shows, and they'll do a conga line, and they'll dance, and they'll just have a lot of fun and act crazy. And the other team has to buy in, otherwise you look like the Washington Generals against the Globetrotters, right? So you have to buy in. And I know that Brett Carson, who's a really nice kid, he played for the Ballers. He was acquired in a trade halfway through the season last year, and Brett Carson did a lot of leadoff hitting and played center field for the Ballers. And in fact, that one playoff game they won over Yolo, he hit a solo home run at Raimondi. That was the only run of the game. Anyway, he's a Savannah Banana now, so I'm happy for him. Basically a celebrity. But yeah, they went to the Buccaneer Stadium, Raymond James, and they sold it out. Sold-out crowd. And we had Eric Burns on the show. He was the manager there for a little bit, too. So if you think this is, you know, you could draw a couple hundred people. Oh, no. The Savannah Hanna-Barbera Bananas Splits, they are taking over the world. And so congratulations to them. You know, it's just flat out fun, I guess. I haven't seen the person. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-7529. About a half hour. Kelly Flagg, the mother of Cooper Flagg, join us. Maybe get a little J.D. Sharp Pro wagering on the other side, but definitely some open lines. Feel free to call me at 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on back.
Listen up, fellow Gen Xers. Elizabeth Banks here. The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the way. We've done this before. Music videos, fanny packs, even the World Wide Web. Let's do it again and get vaccinated, because we're at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Gen X, this is our shot. Visit VaxAssist.com and schedule a vaccine today. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k?
okay?
We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com, and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
I am so excited to be back on the Rick Tittle Show.
All right, it looks like we got some open line. Come on in and get heard. All right, so very few times in sports can I watch two teams that I don't care about because it's A, boring, and B, I had to sneeze there. Turn off my mic. And B, I'll never get those 3 hours back. You know? You have to be aware of your mortality. And if you're not going to get those 3 hours back, why don't you like watch something you might like? You know? And so for me to watch two teams I don't care about, that means something is very important or why am I compelled? Well, the Super Bowl I watch because I'm an American. I'm not compelled to watch the World Series. I didn't watch any of the Rangers Diamondbacks World Series. I mean, I watched a couple innings, but I'm like, why would I sit in front of the TV for that crap? So I have to be compelled. Super Bowl, yes, I can't help it. I got to watch that. The only sport ever where, you know, there's no family connection or loyalty one way or another, or fandom or money, I guess, if you bet on something, would be the World Cup, as I mentioned, unless there's something really interesting. So yesterday I got up at 6:30 in the morning and I watched Tottenham lose 2-0. Then an hour later, the League Cup final started. So England is the only country, I say in quotes, in FIFA, that has two domestic cups. They have the FA Cup, the oldest cup competition in the world, and that's a knockout phase during the regular season. This is what the NBA is trying to get. No one really has caught on yet. They change the color of their floors, and they give prize money. And Steve Kerr was mad. He wanted to win it. But you play this cup competition during the season, and if you're in England, you might be, if you're in a European cup, like the Champions League or the Europa League or the Conference League, you'll be playing two games a week, basically the whole season. So every team gets in the Premier League gets 40 games. You're going to get the 38 games in the Prem with 20 teams, and then you're going to get one League Cup and one FA Cup game at least. And you come in the third round. The minnows kind of fight it out. In fact, the FA Cup is open to non-league. They start working on theirs very early to see if anybody can advance. So you get lower league upsets, like you saw Plymouth Argyle beat Liverpool. A lot of times you put out these lineups, you're like, eh. A lot of times the League Cup, which is not as important as the FA Cup, and then you're playing in the Champions League, plus you're trying to win the Premier League or qualify for Europe or not go down, you don't put a lot of your resources into the League Cup, which has had many sponsors over the years. It was the Milk Cup and the Littlewoods Cup for a long time. Littlewoods turned into the Coca-Cola Cup. Now it's called the Carabao Cup. The Carabao is an energy drink, which has yet to make it over here, from what I've seen. But it's still recognized as a cup. If you get in, if you win it, you automatically make the Conference League, where you can play Pathos. The team from Cyprus I mentioned has a Cypriot martyr on their crest. A lot of weird teams in the conference. But regardless, it is still a cup final day. It is still at Wembley. And Newcastle has not won a cup since 1955. They won something called a Fairs Cup in Budapest in 1969. And I was listening to the announcer, by the way, Clive Tilsley, who kept getting things wrong. He said that Bruno was going off. He never went off. He said Longstaff was coming on. It was actually Crate that was coming on. And then he kept saying, 1969, the last time they won a cup. Well, yeah, that's like saying you won the Intertoto Cup or the Audi Cup. Newcastle United supporters will tell you it's been 70 years since 1955 when they won the FA Cup. That was it. And this is a one-club town. That's what it is. And actually, United is the correct way of saying it. Because it used to be if you took all the soccer teams of one town and put them all together, you'd call it United. Well, I mean, look at Manchester United. They're not United. They got Man City in there. But the Geordies, as they're called, G-E-O-R-D-I-E, it's a very distinct intellect from Tyneside. And you think about Ant and Dec. They're like the two little hosts with the big foreheads, even though they're not related. Ant and Dec are Geordies. Alan Shearer is a Geordie. Paul Gascoigne is a Geordie. That's all from Newcastle. And their blood rival is Sunderland. The Mackems and the Tackems. We Mackem, you Tackem. It's like we make them, you take them. That's what the ships. So Newcastle are, it's the Toon Army. Because it's not the town, it's the tune. So they're the tune. They're also Hawaii the Lads, H-O-W-A-Y, Hawaii the Lads. I asked many people, what does that mean? They're like, we don't know. That's what the Geordies say. They're also known as the Magpies because they're black and white. But then you look at Sunderland. They're the Rokermen because they play at Roker Park. They're also, they play at the Stadium of Light. They're also the Mackems, and they're also the Black Cats. So you can have lots of different nicknames for these teams. And I'm the nerd that has immersed himself in this since the 80s, and I doubt very few American natives or Native Americans know this crap like I do. But Newcastle has not won a trophy until yesterday when they beat Liverpool, and they were by far the better team. They won the League Cup, and they're probably still drinking right now Newcastle Brown Ale up there on Tyneside. Now, this team was so famous for losing, and they had a big lead in the league when Kevin Keegan was the boss, and they lost to Liverpool, that famous Stan Collymore goal. You might remember they've lost a couple of recent cup finals as well. But this is one of the great teams if you go back to black and white film. They've won 4 league titles. They have 6 FA Cups, but they have not done anything since the 50s. Now, remember, it was about 20 years ago, and I was at Disneyland, and this family was all wearing Newcastle kit. The mom, the dad, and like 4 kids. And they look like refs, you know, the black and white stripes. Vertical. And I went, hey, Toon Army. And they went, oh, brilliant. You're a Newcastle fan. I'm like, no, Tottenham. And the guy goes, well, you don't like football then. And you know what? I had enough of that, and I didn't snap on him. I said, what are you talking about? You guys have not won a trophy for 50 years. And he goes, you know, you're right. He was done arguing. He just goes, you know, you're right. Well, that was 20 years ago. So they were playing by far the best team in England. Liverpool are going to win the league. That's a lock. And they'd have to have a complete collapse in these last 9 games for them not to win. They got like a 15-point lead. They recently got knocked out of the Champions League by Paris Saint-Germain and on penalties. And so they were in a state of shock. They thought they might win 4 trophies. Well, they lost to the Argyle. I mentioned that. Lost to Plymouth in the FA Cup. And then so, well, Arne Slot, the new manager, at least he was going to win the League Cup. And you had guys like Robert Saleh being guarded by Tino Livramento, who just got an England call-up. But did they mention Saleh's name the whole game? They had a perfectly good goal, I thought, disallowed to Newcastle. They still won 2-1, a very late, you know, injury time goal from Francisco Chiesa, and it made it a little bit close. But I actually watched because I just wanted to see if a huge team could win their first cup in 70 years, and the announcer actually said, you know, the Golden State Warriors had to wait 40 years for their golden age. I'm like, wow, you actually know that? All right, I'm Rick Tittle. You take a break. Get on back on Sports Byline.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674.
800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Look at me. Look at me. Don't look at anybody else. Don't look at the fat ass losers or freaks. You look at me!
Rick Tittle will fight anyone listening to this.
That's not true. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back. 1-800-878-PLAY. We're now joined by J.D. Sharp from Pro Wagering, ProWagering.com. They have the experience and they do the research and gives you a better chance at winning at a sports bet. J.D., can we talk a little March Madness today?
Yes, we can, my friend. Yes, we can. Absolutely.
All right, I did my bracket live on the air. Now, when you are going through, and I was telling the story about how when I worked in TV, the big boss picked just every single favorite and ended up winning, which I think is so lame. You got to throw in an upset here or there. What are some of the upsets that you are looking at in the first round, like in an 11 over a 6 or a 13 over 4 type of thing?
So do you consider 7 over 10 an upset or not?
Not a big one, but a little bit.
Okay. Okay, so I think High Point has a really good chance of beating Purdue outright. They're wow. strong at guard. They've got some size inside. They've got like a 7-foot guy that's a pretty good athlete. I think compared to Purdue, they're pretty weak. They're pretty weak in their front court. They have Trey Coffin-Wren, but he's not good defensively. They have Bobby Pettiford, who was a 5-star kid from Kansas, who transferred, who comes off their bench and scores quite a bit. I think there's a real good chance that they beat Purdue. I think Liberty probably does beat Oregon, to be honest with you. I don't know if you've watched them play or not, but they play beautiful basketball. They have this kid named Zach Cleveland. He's about 6'7", 225 pounds, but he's a tremendous athlete. Another team where they've got one of their best scorers that comes off the bench. They have athleticism. They have really scrappy guards. They don't turn the ball over very much. I think Oregon they're talented, but I don't think they have the heart. This Liberty team is talented. They're athletic. They pass well. They shoot well. They're coached well, and I think they really want it. And then also, I think Grand Canyon's got a real chance to upset Maryland, to be honest with you. Maryland's not deep. They're good, don't get me wrong. You know, Reese, Queen, Gillespie, Rice, Miguel, Jordan Geronimo off the bench. But this Grand Canyon team, Tyon Grant Foster, he kind of reminds me of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the way that he plays the game. They've got size with Duke Brennan inside. They've got a lot of really good athletic players. Ray Harrison is a good shooting guard, or he can be a point guard as well. That spread's 10.5. If you were to parlay those three together, if you were to parlay High Point, Grand Canyon, and Liberty, he'd get 72-1 on it. And after handicapping this game, I don't think that would be crazy. Also, I think that New Mexico beats Marquette. Marquette is just not the same team they've been. They have no presence inside. In the last couple of years, they had that Iso Iguodaro guy. Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
They have a guy named Ben Gold as their big, and Ben Gold is not a big. He shoots threes. He doesn't play defense. He can't score down low. Mitchell's not really a good scorer. Lowry's fine, Parham's fine, Ross is fine, Cam Jones, he's a pretty good player, but I'll take New Mexico in that situation. They have Amazil, they have Nelly Jr. Joseph, Donovan Dent, they've got a lot of depth, they've got a lot of high-end talent as well. I think there's a real good chance that New Mexico beats Marquette. And then just a round one, everyone's going to say Drake. I don't think so. Drake, they play good defense, but they're not deep and they're not athletic. Missouri goes 11 deep. They've got another situation where Caleb Grill scores 17 a game, but he comes off the bench. They have a lot of size, a lot more size than Drake does, and Missouri can score the basketball. So I'm not real certain that Drake is going to upset Missouri. And then another game that I think VCU, BYU, a lot of people are going to take VCU there. That, to me, is a bit of a trap. BYU, deep. They're athletic. They shoot threes. They pass the ball. They score. BYU should probably beat VCU, and I think they're probably going to beat Wisconsin as well in the next round. Arkansas's got a real chance to beat Kansas. KU is just not the same team that they've been at all. We'll see if Tierra plays. Even if he doesn't play, even with Flans coming back, I think there's a real chance that they can win. And then, you know, this is tough for me, but Yale A&M, I'm just not sure what to do with this game. You know that, Rick? I've been handicapping it up and down. A&M is so bad offensively. These guys, I mean, they shoot 38% from the field. You know how terrible that is? Yale scores. They've got this Pulakaitis kid. He just works really hard. They're seven deep, but they don't really have the size required. A&M has size. I mean, they have everything. They just don't shoot well. They just don't score. They play good deed. They do everything else. So that's a game I'm kind of not sure about. I think UCLA beats Utah State. Let me go to Friday real quick. I'm not going to buy the hype on Lipscomb. Iowa State's got plenty of talent, even with Keyshawn Gilbert, who they're saying is nursing injury. But the truth is, they didn't pay him. He didn't get his nil money. And so he's sitting out because of that, Rick. That's why. He followed DJ Offenberger to Iowa State. They got a nil deal done, and they didn't pay him. And that's why he's not playing. Not buying the hype on Vanderbilt. I think St. Mary's easily wins that game. No one's touching Florida. Not buying the hype on Akron. Zero size inside with Akron. Zero. Arizona's got plenty of size. They have good guards. They're deep. Lloyd's a good coach. Don't think they're going to get upset. Not sure what's going to happen in this Illinois game. I do think Texas probably wins the play-in. And then I think Oklahoma might upset UConn, although it's not really an upset. It's just a one, you know, it's just a one, an eight versus a nine. But UConn did win it all last year. So I think that's fresh in people's minds. Oklahoma's a pretty scrappy, athletic, deep team as well. But I would say my biggest ones, High Point, Liberty, Grand Canyon, and New Mexico, Rick.
Very, very interesting breakdown. A couple of thoughts. I also have Arkansas getting through that first game over Kansas. Everyone's hot on Drake. I have Mizzou beating Drake as well. Just a couple of things. Number one,
yeah.
I found out last year as a St. Mary's fan about Grand Canyon, who beat St. Mary's. And Grand Canyon is the school that if you are 6'9 and kicked out of a Power 4 school, you go to Grand Canyon. They have they have all these guys who were stars, and whether through academics or knuckleheadedness, they got kicked out. And so there is a lot of talent on that team. Now, pessimistically, as a guy who played two sports at St. Mary's in the 80s and has followed that team ever since. Whenever we play, I say we as an alum, whenever we play a team from a real conference, we always lose. Now, that being said, I did see St. Mary's beat St. John's and beat Villanova over the years in the tourney, and those were great victories. But there's just something about, just saying, the best thing about St. Mary's is that they don't have a star, so no one can go cold and ruin it, which is great. But I'm picking Vandy just because out of history. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Vandy has no size, none, zero.
Okay.
They don't have anyone that can compete with Saxon or even Wessels. I think that Vandy is. They're going to be a popular pick here, especially after St. Mary's lost to Gonzaga the way that they did in the championship. But St. Mary's has looked pretty good all year long. They play good team basketball. I don't think it's going to be a high scoring game.
No,
I don't see St. Mary's losing this game. I think that St. Mary's is just big. They're bigger and they're stronger, and they're probably tougher than Vanderbilt is.
All right, last question for you. I've got St. John's to the Elite Eight. How far do you have Ricky P taking the Johnnies?
Yeah. I mean, I think I don't see them beating Florida. I don't see anybody beating Florida. I think Florida's by far, well, number one or number two best team in the country behind Duke, either behind Duke or in front of Duke. I like St. John's. They're really athletic. They're really deep. Obviously, Patino's a very good coach. I watched them just manhandle Creighton. I mean, they missed 8 or 9 shots in the first half of that game. They could have won that game by 25. That Zubi Ejiofor, their five. Transfer from Kansas. He's one of the most improved players in the country. I like watching Luis play. They did make a lot of weird shots in that game, so I'm not sure they're going to make a lot of shots next game. But yeah, I don't see Texas Tech beating them. It'll be a good game, but they should win that game. And then, but I don't think they can beat Florida though, Rick.
All right, good stuff. And by the way, JD, right after I hang up with you, I don't have Cooper Flagg, but I have his mom coming on the show, so we'll get an update.
Oh, that's the best, man. Yeah, please let me know because if Flagg plays in the tournament, there's a real chance that honestly, I think it's kind of an inevitability that Duke and Florida are going to play in the championship, Rick.
All right, there it is. JD, great stuff, buddy. Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
All right, now you see the difference there between my bracket and JD's bracket. JD has actual, real evidence for his picks. And mine are all just hunches. So I would say to you, kind of like Canadians do with English and American humor, they combine them. Take his analysis and take my hunches and combine them, and you will win your March Madness pool. Coming up next, Kelly Flagg, Cooper's mom, right here on Sports Byline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
you know, exactly. over time, you know, the more and more you do something, practice the better you get at it. Just like, you know, you didn't become this excellent at radio overnight. You know, you know exactly when to say we got 1 minute left.
Right.
You know, because I'm so good looking.
Yeah, right? Practice makes perfect.
You must be crazy. Use a DOG. And if you was my man, I would have been kicked you out of my house by now. This is what had happened.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Well, Cooper Flagg, we're all waiting to see how the ankle is for the youngster at Duke as March Madness is beginning. But while we're waiting on that, we want to go ahead and bring in his mother, Kelly Flagg, who joins us because she is here from a program brought to you by Dr. Scholes. It's called Soul Support, S-O-L-E, Soul Support Moms of Sports. Kelly, welcome to the show. What is this all about, Soul Support?
Hey, thanks for having me. I just, you know, this is exciting to be partnering with Dr. Scholes because as a mom of three boys who are all involved in sports, I know firsthand how important it is to have the right support, both physically and emotionally.
So I always wondered about when Cooper was, because you say three boys and they're playing sports and you're in Maine, and I think about like Mike Bordick or Joyn Benoit Samuel. There hadn't been a lot of huge athletes out of our only state with one syllable, as you know. Cooper at 14, you could see it right there, the talent. And so you picked a high school for him. Down in Florida, what was that like to be separated so when he was so young, and how did he deal with it?
You know, it was a tough decision for us, obviously, to even consider sending our kids off to school and leave, you know, our hometown and the school that, you know, generations of us and our family had attended. But it was the right decision, and we knew that they needed to be pushed athletically to really, you know, get the training and the development that they needed. And it was really, really hard as a mom to send them off so far. But I was fortunate, you know, to have friends that were living nearby. So we were able to go and visit them fairly often, but not often enough because we ended up moving down there the following year.
So what's it like when your son is in eighth grade, colleges are already kind of drooling over him, trying to get him to think about maybe coming to their college? That's got to be very exciting. But on the other hand, you're like, hey, he's 12 years old and he has a lot of academics he has to deal with. He needs to stay grounded. And obviously your family did a great job in doing that. So how about walking the line between excitement over the hype and then remembering that he was just a little kid at the time?
Yeah, we, you know, we have a great circle of people. I think we've kept our circle small, and he's always been surrounded by people who are truth tellers. And the truth is, like, all of that hype goes away if you don't put in the work. And so we just continued to kind of beat that drum that, you know, none of that really matters and block out the noise. And he's done a really good job of kind of not paying attention to the hype and reading too much into it, because we remind him daily that it can all disappear very quickly.
Well, also, the whole thing with NIL, and you signed a new deal with a shoe deal with New Balance. In a way, you have to grow up very fast now when you are a blue chip athlete in college, and you have to become somewhat of a business person, don't you?
Fortunately for us, being at a school in Florida sort of kept the NIL opportunities away from him until just this year. that they changed those laws. And so it allowed us not to focus on, you know, the money aspects of what's happening in this landscape and really keep the focus where it belongs, which is on the basketball. And so we actually, you know, we were saying, oh, I thought they were going to, you know, allow NIL and this is too bad. And, you know, he has these opportunities that he can't take advantage of. But I think, you know, in the long run, I think it played to our favor because, like I said, the focus was right where it needed to be.
And you yourself, I know your husband played at the JC level, but you yourself played for the Maine Black Bears. Do you see any of your game in Cooper? And then people might say, oh, I'm just kidding around. I'm serious. Do you see something like, oh, yeah, I would, you know, I would do that behind the back pass right there? I mean, how much of that flair did he get from his mom?
I would say probably none. he has watched some of my game film and has told me that he was not all that impressed. So I don't know. I will tell you, I just found out that my free throw percentage was better than his. So I apparently was at 84% and he's only at 83.6 right now. So I'm going to take that and run with it.
Now, the other question is he still growing?
I mean, I haven't seen an x-ray recently to see if his growth plates are completely closed. I haven't noticed if he's grown a lot, although my husband says he looks taller all the time when we see him. He is only 18, and I know that, you know, some guys grow until they're 21. So, you know, who knows? But 6'9" is an okay height, I think, to reach, and he does okay at that size.
Now, he's going to be, knock on wood, barring anything terrible, he's going to be the number one overall pick in the draft. And now he could always go back to school. He'd be able to make money. We know that. But being the number one overall pick, sometimes people have gone back, like Tim Duncan and Andrew Luck in football. But a lot of people say that his game, maybe if you want to compare him to an NBA player, most resembles maybe a Scottie Pippen. So for you, when you're making that decision, is it already a done deal? Or is it still something that you need to talk about after the season?
I definitely think it'll be a conversation that, you know, will take place after the season. But right now, 100% of our focus as a family, and I know 100% of Cooper's focus is on winning a national championship with Duke, and, you know, that's where it should be. So we're going to worry about that when the time comes. But right now, we're just focused on winning the next game.
Now, some people might say, listen, Duke does not need Cooper in the early rounds. And we've all, I mean, especially, you know, as a basketball player, when you turn an ankle, it's extremely painful and you need to just wait on it. So in your mind, do you think, hey, look, why don't we hold him out a couple rounds? Or on the other hand, you say, look, we'll tape him up. He's fine. Let's get at it. I mean, how much do you have to kind of bite your lip when the doctors are talking about this stuff?
I have, you know, 100% confidence in the medical staff at Duke that they will do what's best. They're getting recommendations from, you know, anybody that, you know, they should. And you know, they're going to take all information. All his scans were great. You know, from what I'm being told, that it was a fairly minor situation that is healing quickly. Cooper's never, you know, this was the first time for him that he's ever missed games due to an injury in his entire life. And it was definitely hard for him to be sitting on the sidelines. And if I know Cooper, he's going to do everything he can to get out on that floor. So I know he heals quickly. But I also know that, you know, the Duke staff is not going to put him in a situation where they're risking his health long term. And so, you know, all those things being weighed. I think, you know, he'll be ready to go on Friday. That's my best guess. But again, I think it will be up to the medical staff to do what's best.
Very good. I just have two more questions for you. Number one, it's not just rubber basketballs through metal hoops. You guys like bean bags in holes too. What, talk about the love of cornhole, please.
Absolutely. So I don't know. Several summers ago, we my husband made homemade cornhole boards, and Cooper was this one. You know, one of those things. He has picked up every athletic thing he's ever tried. He's been good at, which is really annoying. But he, for some reason, is really good at cornhole, and he has an alter ego. His name is Horn Kohler, and we have lots of backyard competitions. But he's actually not the best cornhole player in our family. That would be me. Andy Bedard, who was their main United coach in the EYBL, and coached the boys from fourth grade all the way up through. He and I together are quite the duo, and we can't be beat. So, you know, that's one thing I feel pretty confident that I can beat him at. But he's pretty good at it, I will say.
Very good. Last question for you. I remember seeing a picture of your family, your husband, and your three sons. And I would say, I don't know, Cooper's about 10, and he's wearing a Steph Curry shirt. Can we out here in San Francisco dare to dream somehow, some way, he might be a Warrior someday?
Listen, I wouldn't hate that at all. You know, I think Steph is an amazing player. He is one of the greatest, if not the best shooter of all time. Half of Cooper's bedroom when he, for about 4 years, we redecorated his bedroom, and half of his bedroom was Golden State Warriors themed, and the other half was Larry Bird themed. So those players have had a pretty significant impact on his basketball development and who he is as a player.
Very cool. We've been speaking with Kelly Flagg, mom of Cooper Flagg, because Dr. Scholes has a new program called Soul Support Moms of Sports. Kelly, so great having you on. Hope the ankle's good. Best of luck with the tournament, your decision to go pro or not, and hopefully we'll catch up with you down the road.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. It was our pleasure. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, BlockTrust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, just hold on. I'm just going to jump into one without thinking. No thinking. I'm just going to let it flow. Let it flow now.
Fast car on the highway, on the byway, Mr. Robotron.
Okay, that's not a good one.
If you're thinking about calling Rick Tittle, just put down that phone and shut your ugly face.
All right, thanks for that. A couple minutes left in the show. If you ever wondered if you could come from a podunk state or not, there's one telltale sign, and that is when your politicians get involved when your sports team doesn't get erupted. The governor of West Virginia, Patrick Morrisey, and the Attorney General, J.B. McCuskey, had a joint press conference this morning, and they're behind the state flag and the American flag, and then it says National Corrupt Athletic Association, NCAA. Big sign, National Corrupt Athletic Association. Governor Morrisey is super pissed that West Virginia didn't get into March Madness. He said nearly every single sports fan, pundit, and bracketologist had WVU as a shoo-in for the tournament. This was a miscarriage of justice and robbery at the highest levels. And then he took particular issue with North Carolina getting in. And he talked about how the athletic director of UNC, Bubba Cunningham, is the selection committee chair. He said, did Governor Morrisey of West Virginia. Now, who was the last team to get in the tournament ahead of the Mountaineers? That would be the University of North Carolina. Now, let me see how their resume stacks up. The Tar Heels went 1-12 in quad one games and even had a quad three loss. And we keep hearing about the importance of these quad one wins, but UNC couldn't even get more than one. They also had the 25th toughest schedule in America, right behind WVU. Now, here's something you may not know. UNC had representation in the room during the selection process. Let me repeat that. UNC had representation in the room during the selection process. Bubba Cunningham is the athletic director for UMC. He also happens to be the head of the tournament selection committee. So then the Attorney General, J.P. McCluskey, said that he's going to look and determine if any backroom deals or corruption, bribes, or any nefarious activity took place. Now, everything he said was true, but when your governor and your attorney general can print up a sign that says NCAA, National Corrupt Athletic Association, you are in a podunk state, and we will see you tomorrow, 9 a.m. Pack time.
Yeah, man, I hope we don't have brain damage.
Great way to end the show.